This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Do you need a top five quarterback to get in and win the Super Bowl? That's the question we're going to have now. Or is it a defense? Do you need a top-tier defense, or is it both, or is it somewhere in between? That's what we're talking about on this segment of Silver and Black Today, an Odyssey Original Podcast. If you haven't subscribed already, please do us a favor and subscribe. Hit on auto-download. Join us on our YouTube chat as the show plays right here. For those of you over there, we appreciate it and appreciate interacting with you as well. I am Scott Cobranson, your host, along with my co-host, Mo Moten, who's a national NFL writer at Bleacher Report and the Raiders columnist at sportsnot.com. You can catch our work up there as well. Okay, Mo, let's dive into this because the argument, once the Raiders started to signal and then officially made the move to move away from Derek Carr as their quarterback, all I heard, again, just like the Carr argument, when Carr was in the plans for the Raiders, you have this divide. You have a lot of fans who are like, we need a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, like Joe Burrow, like Jalen Hurts to win. And then everybody else is saying, no, stupid. You can have a good quarterback, but you need a defense. Look at the defenses. Out of 48 Super Bowls, I think it's like, or out of the 57 Super Bowls, 48 of them have been top 10 defenses, right? Mo, what is the truth there? When you look at this objectively and say, okay, what is the balance here? Can you win with a dominant defense like San Francisco but have an average quarterback? Or do you have to, in today's NFL, have a quarterback that can really move the ball like we saw with Burrow, like we saw with Mahomes, like we saw with Jalen Hurts? What is the truth here? Or tell us what your view is on that kind of headbutting around defense versus quarterback versus quarterback versus defense.
You can win it both ways, but you need both. Look at the Chiefs last night. Look at the Chiefs Sunday night, right?
Yeah.
Yes, Patrick Mahomes threw for over 300 yards. Patrick Mahomes made the big play on the run and drew the unnecessary roughness call. I get that. But the Chiefs also sacked Burrow a handful of times, picked them off twice. So do the Chiefs win that game without their defense forcing those turnovers and getting to the quarterback? Who knows? If Burrow's moving up and down the field, then Burrow probably wins a scoring shootout. See, people don't know this. A lot of people don't know this because the Chiefs' defense doesn't get a good rep. But the Chiefs lead the league in quarterback pressures. Mm-hmm. The front of their defense is legit. Their front seven is legit. Frank Clark, Nick Bolton, Willie Gay, George Karlaftis had a sack Sunday night. Chris Jones
went off. Yeah.
So you have to understand that you need balance. And I keep saying this, complementary football. You need it on both sides of the ball. Sure, you can get it done with a dominant defense and an average quarterback. I think it's a lot harder in today's NFL because you're gonna face some elite level quarterbacks in the conference championship or the Super Bowl, one or the other in both rounds. But your quarterback needs some help because if he has to, you saw Josh Allen, a year ago have a fantastic playoff game against the Chiefs and still lose. And I'll let you, a lot of people want to blame the overtime rules for that, but the Bills defense couldn't stop the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So they still lost. So you can have a quarterback go off and throw for 3-4 touchdowns and 350 yards. But if your defense can't stop a nosebleed, you could still lose a scoring shootout. You can have a dominant defense, but if your offense is not moving the football as you saw at the 49ers on Sunday, then that defense is going to eventually wear down because they're going to be on the field for so long. So I hate the Twitter, the social media argument where it's either this or that. It's never it's this or that. It's always this or that. The true answer is usually you need a blend of both.
You need a blend of both, and it's exactly the point that I make when I have discussions with folks because they're like, no, it's all about defense. We can't draft a quarterback. Speaking of the Raiders, that is. We can't draft a quarterback. It's got to be all defense, and then we'll just worry about quarterback next year. And it's like, you can't do that. You need to address – when you have major concern – and let me tell you, in the NFL, Mo, not having a starting quarterback is a big concern. You cannot not address it, right? You can't just say, oh, well, let Stidham be the guy. Because those are the same people that when Stidham starts the season off terribly are going to be like, why didn't we get a quarterback? So the truth is, to your point, the truth is in today's NFL, yes, you still have to have a good defense. The kind of idea when all these offenses started going crazy and the spread offenses came into the NFL, the idea that you no longer had to have a very good defense, I'm not saying you have to be top five. The Bengals were top five. Chiefs, I think, are 12, right? 12 or 13, somewhere around there. And
mid-pack,
right? But they have, like you said, the number one scoring offense. So they make up for it, and that's the point. So if you're in the 10 to 15 range on defense, your offense has got to be top three. If you're top five offense, top five defense, great. You're a perfect balance. Does that happen all the time? No, it doesn't. Sometimes it does, and those teams tend to be very good. And so I see it that way, too. I think that when you're looking at it from the Raiders' perspective, and you can learn from these two teams, and it came differently for Kansas City. They got the quarterback first, and then they built up the defense over time, and when Spagnuolo came in there and turned the defense around. So you look at that, and you say, boy, you got to address both simultaneously. And I think that's what the Raiders need to do. And we're going to talk about next segment what you and I would do with the Raiders, particularly at some of those key positions when it comes to free agent and draft. But to me, that's the lesson to take away from the AFC and NFC championship games is you can't wait to build one and say, okay, we got a top 10 defense. Now let's go get a quarterback. No, you have to do it simultaneously and you have to get good at both spots, and it is attainable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And the other thing is, look at the Rams who won the Super Bowl last year. Their defense was ranked 15th in scoring, 17th in total yards. They were a middle-of-the-pack defense, but what happened? They acquired Von Miller, upgraded their pass rush, which helped them down the stretch. So statistically, their defense wasn't even top of the rank. It's just that they were strong in the pass rush and matched up well against the Cincinnati Bengals. It was a close game. But I don't think the Rams win unless that defense – gets up to par in the pass rush. I don't think they win with just a strong defense and a pass rush if Matthew Stafford isn't playing at the top of his game and not turning the ball over. So, again, complementary football is what you need. And as you said, you don't just build up one side of the ball and wait for the next year to build up the other side of the ball. You take your swings on both sides. Try to fill as many holes as you can during the offseason, because if you pass on quarterbacks this year, you could be passing up on a future star.
Yep. And that's the thing to me is you have to be able to address concerns all at once. I'm not saying they're going to get 100% done on defense rebuild here,
but
you got to try. And to me, that's the biggest thing is let's see what they're able to do. And so for those fans out there that listen to us and say, well, no, it's got to be all defense. Yes, you got to do a lot on defense, but you also have to shore up the offense. You also start to think about attrition. You start to think about, okay, you know what? If what happens, God willing, they sign Josh Jacobs, but let's say he doesn't. What do you do then? Then you got to think about running back. You got a couple guys that you drafted. By the way, Dave Ziegler overlooked or didn't choose Pacheco, who had a great game and has a great season for the Raiders. By the way, he went one pick after for the Raiders as well. So you look at that and you say, okay, you got a lot to do there. So you have a lot of concerns, but you need to address them and you need to look at them both. So when you say go defense, build a defense, yes. But when you say you have to think about that before the quarterback, no, you got to do it at the same time. And that's what I anticipate Dave Ziegler will do. How well of a job he does, Mo, will determine how well this team does next year.
Drafting is important, as we know. And I know this is a Raider podcast, and we don't want to go too far into the Chiefs, but look at the Chiefs secondary. Brian Cook is a second-round pick. He's a rookie. Joshua Williams, who picked off Joe Burrow Sunday night, fourth-round rookie. Jalen Watson, who picked off Joe Burrow last night, I believe a sixth, seventh-round rookie. Mm-hmm. Their rookies are making plays. George Kalafdis, their first-round, are making plays. The beginning of regardless of what side of the ball you address, you need rookie contributors. Yeah. You can't just flush away draft picks as the Rays have been doing in the previous years. It starts with building. I don't want to say it starts with building through the draft, but you need a good draft in tandem with a good free agent signing class to get back in the mix.
Yeah, and I know you say, well, this is a Raiders podcast. They don't want to hear about the Chiefs, but you have to look at the Chiefs because that's who you have to beat in order to win the division. And I know Raider fans, they want to just get a wild card every year. They want to win the division. Right? You get a better seed, all that deal. You want to host a home game at Allegiant Stadium? Yeah, you do. So, but to your point, before we go to the break and then come back and talk about how we would restructure the Raiders, if you look at the Chiefs, these are draft picks last year. Cornerback Trent McDuffie, like you said, six tackles, two passes defense. Karlaftis, you talked about, had a sack. Sky Moore, the wide receiver, three catches and that key punt return. Brian Cook, four tackles. Joshua Williams, interception, Jalen Watson, interception, and Pacheco, 85 yards. That was their seventh round draft pick. So every single player from rounds 1 to 7 on the Chiefs contributed to their AFC Championship game win and their season, of course. But that's why, and we'll do it, I guess, when we do a roundtable of the draft, is just the Gruden era, although it yielded a couple good people, it really set this team back because the Chiefs, that's an aberration. You don't hit on every player in every round every year, usually. There's usually one or two guys that just don't pan out for whatever reason, or they take time to develop. The Chiefs just did a good job this year of doing it, and that's why they're overperforming for where people thought they were going to be because of what they got rid of. So it just goes to show and underscore the purpose and the point around good drafts and making sure you get those young guys on rookie contracts into the building and contributing right away.
Because also, and I think this point needs to be hammered home, when you get guys on rookie contracts who contribute right away, you can get rid of underperforming veterans who are on bloated contracts.
Yes.
Because then you can say, we'll cut you and we have a rookie right behind you who's given us just as much, if not more, than you are. So we can save money now by promoting a rookie and getting rid of a veteran who's not performing up to his deal.
Absolutely. All right. We're going to take our second break here on Silver and Black today. When we come back, we're going to talk about, Mo and I are going to run down what we would do. I have a couple key. Mo will be obviously more detailed than I am because he always is. But when we get into what will the Raiders do to remake this roster, I'm going to focus on quarterbacks and defensive players that I think in free agency they should pursue. And we'll get into that when we come back from the break and give you a sense for where we would go if we were in Dave Ziegler's shoes, which we are not, but we're going to do our best to do that. You're listening to Silver and Black today on Odyssey Original Podcast. Don't go anywhere.